This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me for the whole week, I have Alan Minskoff. He's a contributor to Audiophile Magazine. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm good, and I'm very excited about this week. Four novels and a very fine memoir.
Okay, how are we going to begin?
Let's begin in Spain with April in Spain by the redoubtable John Banville and the truly excellent John Lee.
Oh my God, that's a good place to begin. I love John Banville and I love John Lee.
John Lee does such a great job with the Irish accents. And of course, this one, there are a variety of them because there's his Banville's famous pathologist, Quirk. And he's married to an Austrian woman. So he does a little subtle Austrian change every time she talks. And it's of course, a mystery. And it is set in San Sebastian. And what's fascinating to me is that it unveils with this sort of double entendre title. It is, of course, April, and it is in Spain. But the character that he's seeking is also named April. So Banville is such a wordsmith, too. There's beautiful writing in here. And there's also a little bit of shock value. The very first sentence of the book is Terry Tice liked to kill people. Now, if you are not pulled in by that, and that first clause.
He is such a beautiful writer. His prose is gorgeous. And John Lee has narrated, I think, four of his books. I know he narrated The Sea, which he won the Man Booker for, and Snow.
Which we did on our show.
That's right, we did. And, oh my God, Banville is amazing. And Quirk is a character he introduced when he was writing under the name Benjamin Black, when he was having two separate careers.
Thank you for mentioning that, because he's such a curious character, and he's very, very good in this piece of fiction, which really grabs the reader, because it's what I really love about Lee is he's able to do these parallel stories of, you know, that are going to come together in a very dark way, of course, of Quirk and Evelyn and April, as well as the malevolent Tice.
So this is this blending of the gorgeous prose of Banville with Quirk and a mystery that needs to be solved.
Correct. And get solved in a dramatic fashion. I think almost anyone would enjoy this because really Banville is a poet with prose. He just writes gorgeous prose.
Oh, yeah.
In my review, I wanted to make sure people got to the audio. When I first wrote it out, I had like four or five quotes, and then I realized I had run out of review space, so I went back and redid it according to the form.
And Lee is such a good interpreter of Banville. As I said, he's done at least four of his books, but he himself has over 800 titles.
He's one of the very best. He's a dramatic reader. He also gets the poetry in the, you know, in the readings. He really differentiates characters very well, and he can do the high and the low and everybody in between.
Well, why don't we hear a little now?
Let's do it. This is Quirk and Evelyn having a little tête-à-tête.
Okay. This is April in Spain by John Banville, read by John Lee.
You know that place name we keep seeing around here? Donostia. Quark said. Well, that's what San Sebastian is called in Basque. Or San Sebastian is what Donostia is called in Spanish, his wife responded. She always managed to have the last word. He could never understand how she did it. Maybe she didn't mean to. Certainly, she didn't do it out of willfulness. She was the least willful person he had ever known, or to get one over on him. She was simply putting the finishing touch to an exchange, he supposed, as she would put down a full stop at the end of a sentence.
See, that work with the accents, and this is one thing I so like about John Lee, he's so subtle.
Absolutely.
He is
fearless.
He really understands nuance. He doesn't hit you over the head with look at the way I can do accents. It's great. It's just all in service to the story.
It really is. He is a storyteller for any narration.
Well, you're off to a flying start, Mr. Minskoff.
And we're going to have more fun tomorrow.
We sure are. Thanks so much, Alan, and I'll talk to you then. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing. They're the publisher of No Gods, No Monsters. Monsters are real, and they want everyone to know it, in Cadwell Turnbull's acclaimed fantasy novel, narrated by Dion Graham. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.